You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Box, sitting in for Jane today. She is out, but she'll be back tomorrow. Don't you worry about it. We are here on the Civic Media Radio Network, and we are here for you for the next 2 hours of the morning. Good morning, good Monday, good day to you all. Calvin is on the board and is in the room on the boards producing. How are you doing now today, Calvin?
I'm doing well. You know, it's a rainy Monday, but we're kicking it off right.
We are indeed kicking it off right, and we got a great show planned for you today. If at any point you want to get in touch with us, you go ahead and you get on your phone, open up your Civic Media app, because that's one great way to get a hold of us. If you don't have it, you can download that right now. It's absolutely free. You can hit the call button or the text button. But if you don't want to do that, you can call 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream or get in touch with us. You can also leave a voice note. That's a great way to get in touch with us. You leave a voice note, comes to us, we listen to it, make sure it's FCC compliant as well as in context to what we are talking about, and we will put it on the air for everyone to hear. We got a great show for you today. At 9:35, Civic Media's news editor, Charlie Pittman, will be here to talk about all the things we may have missed. And one of the big things we did not talk about, because, of course, it was over the weekend, was the flooding, the historic and shocking flooding in Milwaukee and Milwaukee County this past weekend. A lot of people affected by it. If you are affected by it, if you are going through it right now, our hearts are with you. We hope you are safe. We hope you are able to get what you need to get done. But Charlie will be going over some of the finer details, as well as, and Pat was talking about this earlier on his show, Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, some of the bills that Governor Evers both vetoed as well as signed. We'll talk about those with her at 9:35, so stick around for that. Of course, we have ourselves a wonderful, wonderful Audio Sorbet today. Audio Sorbet is our, is our daily break from everything going on. Make sure we want to, it's going to be a lot of news happening today, so we want to, there are the harps. And that Audio Sorbet for is, what is that one thing this summer you finally got done? That one project, that one thing, whether it's around the house, whether it was at work, whatever that was, that one thing or two things. Or I'll tell you what, you can even tell me that thing that you really want to get done. But man, that couch is comfy and parties are happening and festivals. But yeah, at Audio Sorbet, what is that one thing this summer that you got done? That's going to be at 10:35. And then, of course, we wrap the show up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, always at 10:52. Today is the Smooth Move edition. This one provided by the very handsome and capable Luke Mathers. And I had to do two Google searches to make sure it's true. And it is true. And I am truly shocked by what the internet has told me. But you're going to have to find out more by staying close here at the show today for This Shouldn't Be a Thing in the second hour. Like I said before, there was a lot of flooding this weekend, historic, tragic flooding. Saw images. Calvin, I don't know about you, but I was telling Pat just a few minutes ago when I was on his show, I in my life have never seen flooding like this. I've lived in southeastern Wisconsin my entire life, and I've never seen images like this happen before, to the point where when I saw it at first, I thought I was looking at another state, because it just, in southeastern Wisconsin doesn't get flooding like this. Calvin, what did you see this weekend, or did you know anybody who was affected by it?
I do not know anyone personally that was affected by it, but yeah, I saw images of AmFam Field down by that interchange. Yeah. The water was up like past the windows on some cars.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, I agree. I'm racking my brain. I feel like we had to have seen flooding like that at some point in my life somewhere in Wisconsin, but definitely in recent memory, the craziest I can remember.
Yeah, if you're out there and you're here, and if you want to tell us about your experience, feel free to give us a call, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. But the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewer District urges that residents continue to cut water use to a minimum amount of as untreated water enters Milwaukee's waterways and Lake Michigan. So just, go to the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewer District if you live in that area for more instructions, things you need to do, things you need to be on the lookout for, because that is, we want everyone to be safe, especially, you know, it's not just about your car. It's not just about your, it could be your basement. It could be whatever in your home, but it's also about the drinking water, and we want to make sure everyone stays safe. So yes, Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewer District is a place you're going to want to go for more information on that. And as I said earlier, Sholly Pittman will be joining us at 9:35, and this will be something we talk about more. And that image, Calvin, you're talking about, I feel like that's the one I'm seeing on CNN and other news networks, that drone shot of the park, the Brewers Park, just being like drawn back and seeing all the flooding. So hearts and our thoughts and our good wishes go to all those who are affected by that. And we will report more as we know. And keep it here, civicmedia.us/news, for any updates as well. Got a great news department, got great reporters on the ground here in southeastern Wisconsin, as well as all over the state. You can find out great news when you go to civicmedia.us/news for your news information. All right. Calvin, you've heard me talk about this before. I'm a big fan of audiobooks. I know you're a big fan of comic books. Do you ever get your comic books through the library system? Do you ever go to the library to get physical comic books, or do you download them via the Libby app? Have you ever done that before?
You know, I just recently, because I've always been a big reader of traditional books.
Yeah.
But I've never really gotten into comic books.
Yeah.
Until this past year, I got into comic books after watching Invincible show on Amazon Prime. Pretty good. Check it out. But yeah, I actually lost my library card in the last 2 or 3 years, and I went and got a new one for the sole purpose of using the Libby app to read comic books.
Well, and it is a widely popular platform. And today, in today's Milwaukee Journal, the byline by Maya Pandy is saying that Wisconsin libraries may find there are drastic reductions to services under new federal cuts. Are you someone who loves the library? Do you love going to the library? Do you like picking up your books? Do you like going on the Libby app? Do you like downloading either, whether it's ebooks or whether, for me, like I do audiobooks. If you are a fan of the library and you are hearing about this now, give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We all know that the cuts are coming from the big bill for billionaires. We all know that things are going to be taken, and they've already been taken away. They're gutting programs, they're gutting social programs, social safety nets, gutting farming programs, gutting kids programs, you know, in a way to make America great again, I guess. And one way it's going to directly affect Wisconsin is our library system, because our library system works with a lot of federal funding. And it's looking at, the people who are running the Wisconsin library system are looking at the fact that these programs are going to be cut. And one of the things that's going to be cut is the Libby program. And as I said, it's a platform where users can borrow ebooks and audiobooks as well. And the program is huge. It is very, very popular. Anyone I talk to who uses it loves this. It's so very simple to use. And it started as a pilot program. And just, you know, they wanted to see where it was going to go. It got so popular that the library staff is now has worked to permanently include funding for ebooks as part of the Wisconsin legislature's budget for libraries statewide. That's how popular and important they feel it is. But now, because of that funding level being cut from the federal level, we will most likely see a cut in library services, and this will cut services to Libby. And one of the big problems, too, is that the president, President Trump, has called for the dismantling of the Institute for Museum and Library Services. That is a department which funds libraries. It's a federal agency that distributes millions of dollars to libraries nationwide, accounting for between 30% to 50% of state library budgets. And that's according to the chief officers of state library agencies. And that is just... for one thing, to dismantle that whole department. Calvin, I don't know you. I don't know why. I don't know how that makes America great again. I would like, if you think this is wonderful, if you think hurrah, hooray, huzzah for cutting the Museum of Library Services, I'd love to hear. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. But Calvin, you know, I can't imagine you're shocked. We're seeing these kinds of cuts all over the place, but what are your thoughts on this?
What you don't understand, Greg, is the library system is where the woke libs indoctrinate our children with woke ideology.
I'm just finding this out, folks, for myself. I had no idea that this is where the woke libs go to read books and to indoctrinate the youth. In March, Trump ordered he issued an executive order that would shut down the IMLS. And fortunately, and thank you to Josh Call, and thank you to the support probably most likely from Governor Evers, I'm sure. Wisconsin was one of 20 states that sued to have this funding restored. And it has been restored. So for right now, we are good. A federal judge ordered that the administration reinstate the funding. This was passed in this past May. But we got to keep on these topics because in September, the Congress is going to discuss the shutting down of the IMLS in the next month. And the Trump administration has made it very, very clear that he wants this dismantled. I don't think this is a good thing. I don't think defunding libraries is a positive thing. I don't believe it helps this country. I would really believe that most of you listening right now also agree with me. You do not believe that. Let me know, call or text. We want to hear from you. And if you want to do something about it, if you want to talk to your representatives and say, hey, this is not a good program. This is not a good discussion to be having. I take my kids to the library. I go to the library. We rely on Libby. We rely on that place. And it's not, Calvin, just books. They rent out other things. They rent out movies. They rent out tools. They rent out, they do classes. There is summer programming happening at libraries. If this is the beginning of cuts to our library system here in Wisconsin, it can start with Libby. Where is the next step? Where is the next thing they have to cut? Because it's not going to be about the Trump administration saying, we're going to cut these programs. It's because of the funding to these libraries. They will have to make the tough choices on what stays and what goes. But if you want to let your voice be heard, you're going to go to myvote.wi.gov. That is where you're going to put in your information. You are going to find out who represents you. And that is going to tell you from the president of the United States all the way down to, hey, if you still elect dog catcher, that'll be on your list as well. But you can call those individuals and tell them what you think about the possible defunding of our libraries here in Wisconsin. Tell them your stories. Tell them how this is going to affect you. Tell them what these great halls of learning do for you and your life and your family. Myvote.wi.gov for more information. And as we've always said on this show, when you call them, you're going to be kind and you're going to be respectful because the person answering is not the person who casts the vote. It's an aide, an intern, and you want to make sure you're being respectful on these topics because then they listen to you. They'll take the information down and the messages get to who they need to get to. So myvote.wi.gov is where you need to go. If you have stories about the library, if you want to talk to us about the library, we want to hear from you. Tony on the live stream says, I like our libraries. Kids love it. Exactly. It's a wonderful place to be. And we're going to take a short moment to grab some snacks, grab some water, because we got to stay hydrated. And after we come back, we're going to talk about Tony Evers standing up for those who want to get better, maybe get that solar energy in their life and keep their energy costs low. Because once again, the government's coming to take that money. And Governor Evers says, no, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Stay close. You're listening to Matt and Aaron on the Civic Media Radio Network. Come back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Buck. I will be your host this morning. Jane is out, but don't worry, she'll be back. She says hi. Hello. And we are here on the Civic Media Radio Network, and we have a great show for you this morning. Don't forget, after the 9:30 news, we will have Civic Media's news director, Sholly Pittman, on the show. She will be talking about the floods happening in Milwaukee County, as well as the mighty, mighty pen of one, I think he's Anthony. Is he Anthony Evers? I don't know. I call him Anthony a lot. I knew that. But Tony Evers is vetoing as well as passing bills, and we're going to talk about the ones that he has passed as well as ones he has vetoed. So don't go anywhere. She comes up after 9:30 and the news. We were talking earlier before about the cuts because of the big bill for billionaire, also known as the big blob of a bill, also known as other things that I can't say on the radio. But his name is Anthony Stephen Evers. Oh my God, his name is Anthony Stephen Evers. Calvin, That's a great name. I love that. My point is, we were talking about the libraries and how they're going to be affected by these cuts in the federal budget. And I asked folks here, what do libraries mean to you? What do they do for you, for your family, for yourself? How do you utilize them? And because, I mean, you would think, Calvin, this is me being, you know, a fiscally responsible individual, if you will. If we're not going to finance libraries, we're not going to fund libraries, if we're not going to put the money into these programs, it's because people just, Calvin, they're not using them. They're not using these libraries. They're just sitting there empty halls full of dusty books, where, as you put it, the woke libs come to indoctrinate the youth. Well, that actually isn't the case at all. And I know that because I've heard from some of you on the text line. Julie from Wausau, listening in Wausau. Wonderful. Thank you so much for reaching out. She says, I go to the library 2 or 3 days a week. I do genealogy there, presentations in the community room, order items for other counties, read newspapers and magazines, make copies, borrow books, use computers. Republicans are trying to dumb us down. And I don't disagree with that to a certain point, Julie. I believe that the silver bullet for a government that wants to take over more power, authoritarian, totalitarian, however you want to call it, is by lulling the people into not wanting to learn, making it harder for people to learn so they don't do it anymore. Because we have lives. That's the thing, is if you can't read books, we have other things to do. If you're not educating yourself, we find ways to take up that time. And if we're not learning about what's going on, then we aren't informed and we can't make informed opinions. And those who stand on top of the biggest soapboxes usually have the most clout and influence. So yes, I don't disagree. There is a sense of dumbing down the populace. And I think that that's a wrong move. But, you know, I guess I'm a woke lib who likes the library. Allison Cudahy says, our Cudahy family library is invaluable to us. Multiple trips each week for us and our grandchild. Also, there are postcards to fill out to send to your representatives available at the library. What a great. So if you don't want to go to myvote.wi.gov, you should go there regardless. You can go to the library and sign postcards to send to your representative. Fill one out and send it, she says. And Carmella in Milwaukee, thank you so much for calling or for texting as well, Alice and Julie. But Carmella in Milwaukee says, Greg, as per usual, our President Trump is not working on MAGA. He wants libraries shut down. Why? Because they are true historians and he doesn't want us to record history. But more importantly, his dastardly deeds, lovely use of the words, will be engraved in history and he can't have that. Because we might actually learn from history and learn not to repeat history mistakes, maybe or maybe not. Carmel, thank you so much for... Yeah, I mean, we were talking about that last week, Calvin. We were talking about the fact that, oops, the Smithsonian all of a sudden lost information on the president's two-time impeachment. Talked about the fact that on a website, a governmental website, that there are all of a sudden portions of the Constitution that were missing digitally. But that was an oopsie daisy. But they're all back now because someone actually saw that. But yeah, it's about rewriting history. It's about getting rid of the ability to access the books that teach us our history. That way it makes it easier for them to rewrite it. But we don't want to do that. We want to be in charge of our own destiny. And we want to make sure that we can access that information. That's why it's important to reach out to your representatives and tell them. And on a state level too, because we want to make sure all of our representatives know how we feel about these topics, specifically our library. We don't have much time to talk about this, but I wanted to bring it up really quick here. Speaking of cuts from the federal government, another cut is in a possible cancellation of the $62.4 million in grant money to install solar energy systems for low and moderate income households. You know, you shouldn't just have to be rich to get solar energy. And there was a program signed into law by through the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act by the congressional Democrats as well as then Joe Biden. And this, by the way, is coming from the Wisconsin Examiner, Eric Gunn, with the byline talking about the cancellation of this program, which would do away with the ability for moderate and low income families to have access to solar power, which would also help to lower their energy bills, which we've been talking about as a society, decades. That grant money is to be canceled, which will make it very difficult for those folks, including myself as a homeowner. I want to start looking at possibly getting some solar panels on my house in the next few years. And I was looking to programs that helped fund it, grant programs, because there are a lot out there. If you go to Rewire America, you can find out actually where you qualify for grants for energy efficiency installation, whether it's, you know, solar panels, wind, whatever. But yeah, Rewiring America is a place to go. But without this funding, it's going to make it more difficult. And Tony Evers has written a letter to the president to say, stop doing this. We need to harness solar power. We need to lower our energy costs. And when you cancel these grants, you make it more difficult. And we don't understand why you're doing that. But so I just want to say thank you for Tony Evers. Thank you to Tony Evers for standing up for Wisconsin and helping us to try to find that good lower energy cost. We're going to take a small break. We're going to get some water. We're going to get some snacks. We're going to come back, and we have Civic Media's news editor, Shali Pittman, to talk about all the things we may have missed in the news. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to Civic Media Radio Network, as well as me, Greg Bach, with Matt and Air on the air. Stick around.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Bach. I am your host today. Jane is out, but she'll be back, and she says hi. She misses you. And we are here with a wonderful, wonderful show. We got Calvin Butenhoff on the boards, as always, a.k.a. Dr. Slide, a.k.a. Sweet Calby. He's here pushing the buttons. And as always, it's Monday. It's 9:35, which means it's time for Civic Media's news director, Shali Pittman, to the Welcome, Shali. Welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. We're happy to have you here. And safe to say there's one big news story coming out of southeastern Wisconsin that we missed over the weekend. And we were talking about it a little bit earlier. Shocking images coming out of Milwaukee County talking about the floods.
Yeah. So the National Weather Service has issued a flood warning that's still in effect this morning. You know, I'm based here in Madison, so I'm not in Milwaukee, but like you, I've been watching the images come in over, the weekend. So there was an incredible amount of rain that fell in a short amount of time. Data from the Milwaukee Metro Sewerage District shows about 4 to 14 inches fell from Saturday to Sunday in places around Milwaukee County. So that's an incredible amount of rain. And yeah, folks are digging out from it. We Energies, according to their outage map, I just checked before I joined, and it says about 4,500 customers, 4,541 customers, mostly in Milwaukee and Waukesha, are still without power. So that's where we are.
And you said that flood warning is still in effect as of right now?
As of right now, until 10 a.m.
Okay,
so,
all right.
I'm not sure how much is going to happen in the next 20 minutes, but they do that for a reason, and I'm not a meteorologist. So there we go.
Well, and as I mentioned earlier as well, the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewer District is urging residents to continue to cut their water use to minimize the amount of untreated water coming up through the waterways in Lake Michigan. Are there any other places people are being directed to go to find out more information? I know we have We Energies, Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewer District, but just want to make sure people stay up to speed on what's going on so they know what they can do in these moments as we're seeing. Just, I mean, for me personally, as I said, never seen this before. Shocking images coming out from people taking video and pictures of the flooding. It's ankle high. This is floating cars away.
Right. You can report flooding or things like downed trees, stranded vehicles to the city by calling this number, 414-286-CITY, C-I-T-Y, so 414-286-CITY. You can also, I haven't seen this mentioned much online, you can also, let me find it, drop off as you're cleaning out, drop off things. This is according to the Milwaukee Department of Public Works. Mm-hmm. The city has drop-off centers, and those are free of charge through next Sunday. So they're open today, even though they're usually closed on Mondays. The hours are 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., and those drop-off sites are at 3879 West Lincoln Ave. Mm-hmm. And 6660 North Industrial Road. Okay. So again, 3879 West Lincoln Ave and 6660 North Industrial Road. Those are the drop-off centers that are free of charge, the city says, the Department of Public Works says, for you to drop off stuff that might have gotten ruined.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that information. We appreciate it. And we'll get that information into the show notes as well. And as I mentioned before, we wish no one but the safest and happiest. And if you're going through it, we hope you're going through it safely. And if you need any help, please reach out to anyone who can help. We really don't want anyone to be hurt by this. But also, in the running of a two-hour show, a five-day week two-hour show, things are done and things are said and things are asked. And I'm like, yeah, totally, let's do this. And I totally forget. You asked me before earlier if you could say a little something about the libraries, because earlier we were talking about possible funding cuts to the Wisconsin library system due to the big bill for billionaires. And Charlotte, you wanted to take a moment to talk about the libraries.
Yeah, from flooding to reading. What a transition.
thank you. WBA, are you watching right now? That's how I do it here.
Well, you know, you're talking to someone who has worked in libraries, and my mom was a librarian. Mm-hmm. So, that, you know, I have a profound sense of admiration and awe for libraries. I essentially grew up in a library for a good chapter of my youth. So I heard you mention Libby. I love Libby. Mm-hmm. And the app, if you haven't used it before, I strongly recommend you try it out. It's great for ebooks and e-audiobooks. I do want to clarify that the cuts that are being proposed would not cut Libby, mm-hmm. because those are now secured at the state level.
Okay.
But the concept of Libby, how Libby came to be, mm-hmm. As sort of an experimental program first, that's what will be slashed under these cuts. So I don't know about you, but during nowadays, I'm finding myself learning a lot about different kind of agencies that I had never heard of before. Mm-hmm. So as a radio insider, I knew about the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, but maybe this is folks' first time learning about it because it got slashed. But the IMLS, the Institute for Museum and Library Science, is another one of those agencies that doesn't get a lot of attention until it's on the chopping block. So the IMLS program funds sort of new, sometimes experimental programs for libraries to use. So Libby grew out of that. Mm-hmm. They got funding to try it out, and now it's an established tool that you use. The IMLS also funds the statewide interlibrary loan program. So this is how rural libraries are most likely to be affected, is because this is what makes your interlibrary loan possible. Have you guys ever done an interlibrary mm-hmm. loan?
I have, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And we heard about people last week were talking about it as well.
Right. This is what allows you to get, but you know, if you're in a small library, and I grew up in a sort of rural library, this is what allows you to get books from bigger institutions. And sometimes that might take a little bit. And I think I've only ever had like two requests not be able to be filled because I was asking for some really detailed out there stuff.
Yeah.
But eventually it comes. And so this is how rural libraries are affected. But the IMLS also gives out specific grant funding to different institutions. And keep in mind, it's for library science and for museums. Mm-hmm. So last year, the IMLS distributed a good chunk of money to a good number of kind of programs in Wisconsin. So the Ho-Chunk got $142,000. The Oneida Nation got $86,000. I have other numbers here. The Wisconsin Historical Society got $177,000. The Door County Historical Society got $20,000. But also, the more locally, we're in my neck of the woods, the Wisconsin Children's Museum, or the Madison Children's Museum here in Madison, mm-hmm. got $250,000 last year to fund funds and programs. They had made some staffing cuts recently. I know someone who got laid off from the Madison Children's Museum. So that's just, you know, from prior reporting and on this program, that's a little window into the IMLS. They also made possible the bubbler program in Madison. They gave the seed money that incubated what is now the Bubbler program, which highlights artists. They have an artist in residence every month, and so on.
If you're just joining us, we are talking with Charlotte Pittman, who is Civic Media's news director, about the stories we may have missed. And I'm getting, and thank you for the correction on that. I on the Libby app, I read it as Libby was possibly under a funding cut, but you know, and I saw a comment come in the live stream from Jenny says, I support and look to libraries as a steward of history, at learning and free thinking. The rare books room at the MPL Central in downtown Milwaukee and free events to learn new professional skills via workshops. And here's what really kicks me in the teeth and makes me feel like sick about it. And it's something you just mentioned too. Also, local libraries are often the only source of free internet and computer services that many communities, especially rural ones, have access to. And that's something that we seem to always come back to, is these cuts that are coming from the federal government are going to hurt the rural areas a lot. You know, we're talking about hospital closures, talk about libraries. So that's something to always keep in mind. So I appreciate you bringing that to light, especially your experience about growing up in libraries. And essentially, that's very, very wonderful. And thank you for the information on that as well. Once again, if this is something that's important to you, go to myvote.wi.gov and talk to your representatives, because they're the ones who need to hear from you to let you know, to let them know what you're thinking about these topics. Now, Governor Evers has a mighty pen he is using. Can you tell us about the bills that he is both signing and vetoing?
Yeah, so this is what I was planning to talk with you about before this weekend happened.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what we should call this segment. The weekend that happened.
That happened.
Yeah.
Last Friday, in something that was pretty planned. Mm-hmm. Governor Anthony Stephen Evers
not a great name.
Signed. It is. Signed 16 bills and vetoed 5. So I wanted to highlight some of those, but it looks like we're almost out of time. So
we can start a few and we'll come back to it and cover some more. So you feel free to get started.
All right. Well, the number one bill that I want to highlight, there are some bills that I seem largely technical, and I don't we didn't spend a good amount of time reporting on them, so I'm not quite sure. But here's a big one. The pelvic exam, consent for pelvic exams bill is finally law after a lot of pushing for a lot of years. So this requires hospitals to get written consent from a patient before performing a pelvic examination while they're unconscious. The backstory to this is that there's a Madison resident who had surgery in 2009, and that was traumatic. And she says that there was a pelvic examination performed on her, and without going into detail, she could tell, right? So she reached out to her representative, her state representative, who at the time was Madison's Chris Taylor. And Chris Taylor started pushing for it, right? And then it took another, I don't know, 5 years to get it passed and signed into law, like on Friday. But this saw a lot of support from organizations, including End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin, the League of Women Voters, RAIN, the Wisconsin Nurses Association, the Wisconsin Catholic Conference, who endorsed the bill, lobbied for the bill. But yeah, that's where we are.
Okay. All right. We're gonna cover a few more when we come back. Well, like I said, it's almost time to go grab some water and some snacks. It's important to stay hydrated, Charlie. I don't know if you know this. Jack from Merrimack, I see you on the line. I'm going to take you at the other side. And if you can stick by, it'd be great. We want to hear from you about, as well as we're hearing from people all morning about libraries. Apparently, this is something people feel passionate about, which is important. And I'm glad you're reaching out to us. So don't go anywhere. We're going to come right back with Charlie Pittman, the news director for Civic Media, talking more about Governor Evers' mighty pen and what he is signing, what he is vetoing, and hear from you, I guess, more about libraries. So don't go anywhere. Stick around. You're listening to Matt and Aaron Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Bach. I am sitting here with Charlie Pittman, the Civic Media's news director. She is here talking about all the news we may have missed over the weekend. And she has got if you're watching the live stream, it's a very interesting image, I'm not going to lie. And now it makes sense. I thought she was making a funny comment about something I said in our comments or our chat, but there apparently is someone, Charlie, with a chainsaw outside.
They're doing some kind of tree maintenance, so yeah. I'm joining you from under my blanket, which is how I record, and hopefully you can't hear it.
Live from Sholly Pittman's fort. She has made a fort for everyone to... This is a reason why you need to watch the live stream, folks. You can hear us. You can watch us on Facebook, on YouTube, and the place we still call Twitter, because in this house we call it Twitter. And yeah, you can watch the live stream here every day. And you're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network, catching up with Sholly Pittman. And one of the things we were talking about was Governor Evers' pen signing and vetoing. Is there any other bill you want to just go over real quick before we move on to apparently a problem in medicine we didn't know about until right now? But yeah, is there anything else that is making the news as far as what he is signing and or vetoing?
Yeah, from under the blanket here, there are a couple other bills. And I'm so sorry to the folks on the live stream.
I cannot hear it at all, by the way. I cannot hear nothing. That is the most soundproof fort I've ever witnessed.
So I crocheted this, and I went through so many skeins of yarn.
Yeah.
So it's really dense, okay. Which means it deadens things very well. But apologies to folks out there. But the chainsaw is intermittent, so let's give it some chance to work. Okay, bills. Another bill that Governor Evers signed is one that clarifies that folks on campgrounds who are not welcome are not tenants of the campground. Basically, it clarifies that guests on campgrounds are not tenants and are not subject to state landlord-tenant laws. This is a fix to a problem I didn't know Wisconsin had, that apparently there are folks who stay on campgrounds, overstay, and law enforcement is not able to remove them because... or at least in some cases, because they said it was a civil matter and it needed to go to court because it was a landlord-tenant issue. So again, this is not something I knew was happening. I read testimony from some of these industry groups, the Wisconsin Association of Campground Owners, the Wisconsin Recreational Vehicle Dealers Alliance, and so on, who supported the bill. And they said this was a very good bill, and it clarifies to law enforcement that they are unable to remove unwelcome guests. I'd like to hear from someone who has stayed on a campground and gone through this. I'm not exactly sure what's going on, but yeah, that's the campground bill.
We had talked about this, I think, last year on the show, and I was very shocked that someone would invoke the squatter's right, essentially, of saying like, well, I'm here, I get to be here now. But now it is in law, so now those who run campgrounds are protected from that. And finally, Charlie, before you get going, apparently there are problems with manhole covers in Madison.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I'll also just add to the bills. Governor Evers, the most significant in my eyes that he vetoed, is the DoorDash bill that would have reclassified app-based drivers, so Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, as independent contractors. Under the bill, they could have gotten retirement accounts, health insurance, and occupational accident insurance, but they would have been excluded from unemployment insurance, workers' compensation, and minimum wage laws. So he vetoed it. He didn't say he objected to portable benefits. He did say he objected to redefining those workers as independent contractors. Gotcha. So, and we saw a huge marketing push from DoorDash and other app-based delivery services in seeking to get that passed. Okay, in Madison, our manhole covers blew off yesterday, at least one, but it might be multiple. Yesterday afternoon, while flooding in Milwaukee was happening in Madison, we had our own kind of mini crisis where there was a blown manhole cover, and I saw the video of black smoke coming from underground. It appeared to be an electrical fire underground. And downtown Madison, including right near the WMDX studios, was shut down for a couple hours. It was just kind of wild. I could smell the electrical, you know, something electrical going on. And a significant thoroughfare, West Wash, was shut down for a while.
All right. Well, we always love having you around, Sholly, to talk to us about what's going on. We appreciate you being our center of information in the greatest of... knitted forts. I just love this. I really love this image.
It's
just
crocheted. Oh, I'm, thank you very much.
Well, okay. I have been corrected. I'm a man who can take new information in. A crocheted fort by Civic Media's news director, Sholly Pittman. Thank you so much for joining us today. Jack from Merrimack, I do see you on the line. I'm gonna beg your patience for one more break, and I will take you on the other side when we come back in the second hour. But we're going to take a slight pause. We're going to get snacks. We're going to hear from the news. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Donald Trump went golfing and decided to turn D.C. into his own little private resort, apparently, getting rid of people he doesn't like. But we're going to talk more about that, as well as a guy who we barely knew is no longer in charge of the IRS. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Civic Media. You're listening to Matt and Aaron Air. My name is Greg Box, sitting in for Jane, and we'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Stay close.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.